Cheryl Rowland's convictions in a courtroom on four misdemeanors were later overturned at a retrial, but they focused Rowland's personal conviction to use art that both helps him process and heal from his experiences behind bars while engaging an unwitting public about certain fears and stereotypes about the incarcerated.
My body needed to be a part of it. I needed to be involved in the engagement.
With what he calls the jumpsuit project, Rowland chose to wear an orange jumpsuit, just like the kind associated with inmates, wherever he appeared and traveled on the campus of UNC Greensboro. And he did this throughout the 2016-17 school year as he pursued his master's degree in art.
Like, this hurt. Like, you know, this is a very traumatic experience for me. And it took a while for me to get comfortable giving up this type of information or experience just as easily or as upfront as I tell people that I'm from Asheville, North Carolina, right? Like, you're just like, oh, you're from Asheville. Okay, what do you do? I'm an artist. What type of art? And it's like, ba-boom. You know, what I learned in the jumpsuit project, like, soon as I was able to kind of like expose this big burden, then I felt like that's it. Like, I can be more myself. Like, the weight's out there now.
Rowland treated the campus art department building as his prison housing unit, and he asked for escorts whenever he needed to walk anywhere on campus. He has since worn the jumpsuit inside taped-off sections of 7 feet by 9 feet, about the size of a typical jail cell, inside museums, galleries, and other public spaces.
Yes, the orange jumpsuit was an indicator to provoke an action. Some people deliberately ignored it. And then, you know, other times people were very curious. They wanted to know. Once they did know, you know, I got hugs or I got deeper conversations or I got people telling me about their stories. So like the whole effect for me was just to challenge it. Like, what are you thinking about when you see this?
This is far from the path Rowland saw for himself after graduating Asheville High School in 2002. He thought about a future either in architecture, coding, or computer animation. Though he pursued an MFA degree so he could teach, by his own assessment, Rowland had little to say with the art he made at that time. His first attempt studying at Greensboro ended in an academic suspension, and 1 week before beginning classes a second time, Rowland learned about an arrest warrant in his name in Washington, D.C. He won't talk about the specifics of the charges because he said it was a case of mistaken identity that had nothing to do with him. He felt so strongly about preserving his name that during his probation after incarceration, he fought for his innocence and was granted a retrial. After his exoneration, Rowland returned to graduate school in Greensboro a third time, this time with a vision.
This happened to me, you know. This has happened to a lot of people close to me. You know, it wasn't just me. The thing that I was trying to shift and change had everything to do with my body and my personal experience, and then also needed people to be engaged with that. Like, I needed that type of interaction between my community and myself, this controlled space that I'm able to kind of find myself again by also like familiarizing and getting comfortable with the outside world.
Rowland has extended his post-incarceration art into a participatory installation now on view at Black Mountain College Museum and Art Center. Rowland has posed questions on a large gray-painted wall and encouraged viewers to chisel their answers into it. Rowland sees the experience as mimicking the marks and sentiments inmates inscribe into their walls behind bars.
These questions can be really heavy. You know, it requires you some time to kind of think about it, but inscribing into a wall with a tool like that, it's like you're going to keep that response kind of short. Like, you know, it's going to take some energy out of you, right? It's going to take some mental energy. It's going to take some physical energy. You got to give yourself to this piece and then ultimately be okay with it being painted over. And so it's also giving you this disappointment, joy, all of these weird emotions, but at the same time, you want to still remember that you matter, that your words really matter, even though it's a fleeting moment.
Now living in Durham, Rowland has been invited into group shows later this year in Greensboro and Winston-Salem. He's also working with high schoolers in Wake County through the North Carolina Museum of Art, and Rowland said law firms have brought him in to talk about his experiences in relation to the work they're doing. Viewers can chisel into Rowland's wall at Black Mountain College Museum and Art Center through mid-August. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.